Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. Rodolfo Picardo, 71, of Hialeah, Florida, was sentenced to more than 15 years in prison for masterminding a $38 million healthcare fraud and wire fraud scheme. His wife, Marta Picardo, 66, was sentenced to 8 years in prison for her role in the scheme. Rodolfo Picardo was sentenced to 188 months in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. He was ordered to pay $33,841,576 in restitution. Marta Picardo was sentenced to 96 months in prison, to be followed by 3 years of supervised release. She was ordered to pay $10,482,178 in restitution. According to court documents, after arriving in the United States from Cuba on a raft seeking refuge and a better life, Rodolfo Picardo and his wife, Marta Picardo, settled in Miami-Dade County, Florida, where they proceeded to build a vast empire of fraud consisting of at least 6 fraudulent home health agencies, 3 fraudulent therapy staffing companies, and 2 fraudulent pharmacies. Each of these entities allegedly provided home health services, therapy services, and prescription drugs, respectively, to qualified Medicare beneficiaries, though, in fact, and as both Rodolfo and Marta Picardo knew, they did not. From May 2010 through September 2016, the Picardos and their co-conspirators used this empire to submit more than $38 million in false and fraudulent claims to Medicare, for which the trust-based program then paid out more than $33 million. The Picardos then used this money to purchase multiple properties, high-end vehicles, expensive jewelry, plane tickets, vacations, cosmetic procedures, and more, for both themselves and their family members. As part of the scheme, Rodolfo Picardo offered and paid kickbacks, both by cash and by check, to numerous patient recruiters in exchange for the referral of Medicare beneficiaries to home health agencies that he owned. The conspirators also offered and paid cash kickbacks to owners and operators of multiple Miami-Dade medical clinics in return for acquiring medically unnecessary home health prescriptions for the recruited Medicare beneficiaries. These prescriptions were then used by the Picardos' various home health agencies and pharmacies to bill Medicare for alleged services and pharmaceutical drugs that were provided to allegedly qualified Medicare beneficiaries. During the long-running scheme, the Picardos took several calculated steps to conceal the fraud and avoid detection, including using nominee owners, changing names and locations of their fraudulent identities, and creating shell companies to conceal the receipt of the fraud proceeds, hide assets and transactions, and divert proceeds for both personal use and to further the fraud. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.